Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
London had requested photographs of all the lovely creatures who figured in their charming ways in the hunt for the Death Ray secret. Now Major Aubrey Dent was coming out to Rio, and it could well mean that he would furnish us with a valuable new lead. Meanwhile, as the time of the Rio Carnival grew nearer, the time when the all-knowing and the elusive Chaco claimed he could collect the final evidence from Scientist Number 6, the Cossack, it seemed that we were to be provided with another lead. A certain Raliana of the White Tulip Cabaret professed to be an ardent admirer of Fecarelli's. And who wouldn't be an admirer of that ravishing French-Italian dancer? Angelo had phoned through to Sir Giles Davenport's apartment, saying he was returning at once. But the hours went by.
Carson, I'll admit it. I'm extremely concerned.
Same way, Sir Giles.
It was mid-afternoon when you phoned.
3:30, sir.
Now darkness has fallen and the lights of Rio are all lit up. Deuced worrying.
Anything we can do, sir?
Nothing, I fear. Nothing.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, now, Carson.
No, look, sir.
Not one of these pipes again.
But Angelo has the twin as well.
Twin? Let me tell you something, old fella. I wouldn't risk myself with any single one of your beloved pipes.
Ah, but this one most useful, sir. Especially in crisis. Just look.
Carson, what... What's that rod thing that shot up?
Aerial, sir.
Oh, of course. A miniature radio.
Yeah, miniature two-way.
Yes.
It's been of considerable assistance to us already, Sir Giles. Remember when we were busy with Scientist Zarovsky?
Oh, that business of being trapped in the freezer.
So.
Well, for all that, I fear I still wouldn't trust it.
Well, just lay it aside here, sir. The circuit's open. Something may come through.
Please yourself, old fellow. But what incredible weapons the service furnishes you fellows with these nowadays.
Not undercover equipment in the official sense, sir. Something developed by self.
And can you actually tune the thing?
Could it pinch, but liable to blow a valve. Small and all.
Then leave it where it is, like a good fellow. But this Rilliana bird...
Devoid of plumage, if ever a bird was.
Yes. Yes, but we've pondered on him time and again. Is he merely fanatically devoted to Mademoiselle Corelli? Or is he part of the whole business?
He's bewitched by her. Yeah, but who wouldn't be?
I understand, Carson.
And being bewitched, it's possible he'd be at her beck and call. Now, they don't know that he has any hold over her.
I see. But this waiting... Surely something else has cropped up. Angela would have contacted us.
By phone or otherwise?
Preferably phone, Carson. As I keep saying, and I have a scar or two to justify it, I don't trust these pipes of yours.
Hello?
Carson, that noise.
Yes, the pipes, sir.
Watch out, old fellow. It could have been tampered with, on the verge of blowing up.
No. Something coming through.
Not from Angelo.
No, we'll soon find out.
Do, old fellow, do.
Just a slight adjustment. There we are.
What an incredible device.
Now, steady, sir. Something now.
Sinner Carson calling Sinner Carson.
I hear a voice.
Yes, it's Angelo.
Angelo, at last. Splendid.
Hold it, sir. Must switch to transmit.
Yes, of course.
Receiving you, Angelo. Go ahead.
Signor, on my return, I'm way late.
He's continuing, sir.
Signor, I'm captured. The pipe is not yet suspected, but only now am I able to use it.
Carson, find out where he is.
Right, sir. Angelo, we're receiving you. Where are you?
And who's waylaid you?
I am... Signor, I can't say no more. But later...
He switched off.
But what was that he was saying?
It seemed frantic all of a sudden, sir. Said he couldn't tell us anything more, not till later.
But he's waylaid. He is in serious trouble.
Yes, I'm afraid, sir.
What are we to do, Carson? What are we to do?
Just bide time and wait, sir. Seemed the only thing.
But what the dick is he doing? Taking the pipe to pieces.
No, sir. Just replacing the tiny battery. Must have power aplenty if we're to keep the circuit open.
Oh, yes. Yes, I understand. And we must keep it open. We must wait here by it.
Ten very long minutes passed. Where was Angela? In what part of this beautiful yet darkened city? The pipe lay beside us, large and ugly, a jawbreaker. Yet our hopes centered on it. We spoke in an anxious way of many things, and suddenly the static started up again.
Quick, Carson!
I got it, sir.
Now, Angelo, old fellow, now.
Nothing yet.
But there must be. The static's the call sign. Or isn't it?
Yeah, the voice should come through.
Then give him a call yourself.
Well, perhaps should, yes. Let's see.
Hurry, man, hurry.
Calling Angelo. Calling Angelo. Can you hear me, old chap? Over. That's torn it.
The static stopped.
Yes, I know, sir.
Well, what is it? The thing broken down?
No, sir. Switched off at other end.
But why?
Possibly the coast wasn't clear, sir.
We must try to reassure ourselves, I suppose. But I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, but don't forget, sir, when he cut off the first time, he warned us that he couldn't say anything more.
Yes, yes, and that leads me to believe that he must be in some devilishly tight corner. There you are, old fellow, once again.
Right, sir, I'll give him another call. Well, perhaps not.
Carson!
Something coming through now, sir.
Senor Carson. Are you there, Senor Carson?
That's not Angelo.
You're right, sir, not.
Are you there, Senor Carson?
Who's that?
I think it's Reliana, but must answer.
Reliana! Great heavens!
Senor Carson, are you there?
Carson, and that is you, Reliana. Over.
Indeed, Senor. Under such unusual circumstances, I am surprised that you are able to recognize my voice. Over.
Never forget dulcet tones. But, mind telling us where you are? Over.
I fear it is not possible.
Confound him.
But I was intrigued, I think that is the word you employ, to discover the strange apparatus in the possession of your peon. I caught him in the act of using it, and so persuaded him to show me its purposes. And he lies close by, his face indeed pale, in spite of the natural color of his skin.
If he's as much as touched...
But you must be anxious to say a few words, Senor Carson. So, over to you.
So, Reliana, to use a well-thumbed threat, you'll pay for this. About all I can say. Over.
But, Senor, I will not be here. At once I leave, and I leave you to discover the whereabouts of your peon. And be well assured... He is in urgent need of your assistance.
Switched off.
This grows worse, Carson. But I can't understand it.
No, twisted mind, you know, sir. Reliana's idea of a great joke.
Yet Angelo phoned us to say he had something on this Reliana. Next thing we hear, he's caught by him. And harmed by him, apparently.
Yes, all very bewildering, sir.
And deeply disturbing. Now, who will that be? Hello?
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Oh, it's you. I'll pass it over to Carson.
It's fair, sir.
It is.
But it is to you I wish to speak, Monsieur Sir Giles.
Me?
Monsieur Sir Giles.
Well, young woman, what is it?
I have the fear, Monsieur Sir Giles, that some harm has come to Senor Angelo.
You hear that, Carson?
So, sir. Take great care.
Don't you fret.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here, young woman.
Tell me, has the harm come to Senor Angelo?
Do you know of anything like that?
Oh, oui. I know from the way you talk that it has. Goodbye.
Just a moment.
You hear from me again, perhaps. Goodbye.
Most unladylike, to say the very least.
Well, sir. What the deuce are we to make of that?
Carson, she's been ringing here constantly. Checking. Checking whether you're free to move about and take an active part in things again. I've a feeling that she put Reliana onto the task of knocking poor Angelo about, and she was checking to find out how successful she'd been.
But she said, sir, we would hear from her again.
And she added, perhaps. I don't know, Carson. I've a lurking fear that Angelo has bought himself a little too much this time.
What was it about Faye that led me to believe there was a softness within her? As Sir Giles sat there breathing heavily and muttering at our helplessness, I kept eyeing the phone. She could not fail us. Yet why should she do anything to help? But the phone remained silent.
Carson, if Staring could do it, then you'd work with Frick.
Hmm? What's that, sir?
Ogling the phone won't bring Mademoiselle Corelli to the other end.
Mm. Yes, sir, well, no harm in trying.
The poor fellow found out something of great importance about Rogliano and his activities. And another thing, to think that the young woman claimed to have banished him from her life. Working hand in glove, I should say. Carson!
So, sir. Pipe crackling. I've got it.
I wonder, could this be him?
Yes, or could it be Rogliano again?
Oh.
But something now, sir.
Monsieur Bruce. Monsieur Bruce. Answer me quick.
Fair.
What next? But answer, old chap.
Right. Bruce here, Fair. Where are you? You must tell us. Over.
She must.
I am with your Senor Angelo. He is not himself. You must come to his help, quick.
Yes, but where? Where?
Oh, just give her a chance, sir.
I must fly, Monsieur Bruce. If I'm discovered at this, there will be much trouble for me. But you will find him in a dark cellar in Rua Prento. Rua Prento. You have that?
Rua Prento. Yes, I have it, Faye. But tell us more. Ah, she's gone.
Oh, before she told us. All we've got is Rua Prento. Rua Prento.
Yes. Well, we must find it, sir. Then get cracking. Yes, there's one thing certain. Angelo needs us. And what's more, Angelo knows something. Just what part was the lovely Faye Corelli playing? Meanwhile, the faithful Angelo was in grave trouble. And he had vital information. So we had to rescue him, if only for the sake of our success in Operation Death Ray.